Daubenmeyer.
Live from Washington, D.C. Man, I don't listen. I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep the signal. We're on the metro. Let me turn this around here a minute. What's your name?
O.J.
Eastwood from Kentucky. From where, William? Lexington, Kentucky.
Ohio.
Will you?
Jacob from Wisconsin.
Bobby Lee.
Hey, Bobby. Kentucky, all places.
Hi, Grant, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Also Wisconsin.
Got a name? Johnny from Wisconsin.
John Boss, Wisconsin. John Boss, Wisconsin.
Oh, my God. That was Boss Brothers.
Sideways. Hold it sideways,
Jared. Oh, I'm sorry. Jared from all parts.
Wisconsin.
Got a name?
Yes, Kenny.
Kenny.
Hello.
From Ohio.
John, Ohio.
Jim, Wisconsin.
Bill, Wisconsin.
Mute Dale or Dale mute.
Marshfield, Wisconsin.
What's your name, Mike?
Mike. Jerry Kutke, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Jim Giovanelli, Detroit, Michigan.
Where?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Fly Cleveland, Delray Beach.
Delray Beach. It's warm down there.
Tracy, 4 Acre, Ohio.
Yeah, Tracy.
Scott, Lexington, Ohio.
All right, Scott.
Joan, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Dave from New York.
Dave from New York. Another New Yorker.
Bob Havenstreit, Arkansas.
All the way from Arkansas.
Go Hogs.
Yeah, go Hogs. Lori from Pennsylvania.
And Jeff Green from Southeast Iowa.
Oh, my goodness, some corn folk.
Carl Kennedy from Ohio.
Yeah.
Ray
LeBlanc,
my
city
of Wisconsin.
Yeah, Ray. Oh, there he is. There he is. There you go, Chad from Texas.
Doylestown, Ohio.
Doylestown, Ohio.
Repent while there's still time.
Hey, man, is that where you're from? Where are you from?
Saxonburg, Pennsylvania.
Grove City, PA. Good school there, isn't it?
Siberia.
Like the country up? Wow. Wow, that's a long way to come. Butler, PA.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. We're all in it together then. Brett, Ohio,
Brett.
Brett. Yeah.
In from Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Michigan. Am I still on? I'm still doing okay? Am I muted? I'm good. Where are you from?
Rockford, Illinois.
Say it again.
Rockford, Illinois.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Somebody got shot up there.
Harvard, Illinois.
Harvard, Illinois, folks. We got us a crew here today, don't we? We got us a crew, and we're excited. We're heading downtown. As I said, we jumped on what we call the Red Line, which is the metro. We got about a 45-minute ride into D.C. Now, listen, I got to tell you this. Stop it already. I got up this morning. And the first thing I heard was about, oh, we lost the election in Georgia. Will you stop it already? Will you guys stop it already? That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Do you understand that? Quit reacting to everything you see around you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things that you can't even see yet, right? So we don't know what's going to happen. This is going to be the most historic there. See, here's what happens with the metro. They open the door, people come in, people come out. So this is going to be the most historic day probably in most of us have ever lived in our lifetime. I said somebody yesterday, this is Dr. Martin Luther King, I have a dream. That's what we're here, folks. This is going to be one of those days that we're going to look back over the rest of our lives. And these people here, the 120 some that are with us, are going to be able to say, hey, I was there. I was there that day. So we're all excited. We had a great time at the hotel last night. We stayed at a Comfort Inn. And they gave no restrictions on us at all. No restrictions. We had full reign of their downstairs, called a cafeteria, not a cafeteria, but dining room. Nobody was allowed to go in there, but they let us go in there. We had about 3 hours of fellowship last night. And it's been really, really, really good. Some guys are on another train. I showed you. There's a bunch more that are on another train.
If we lost him,
he probably.
Yeah, he probably lost us also. So
we're probably going to carry the show.
There he is.
So, So listen, help me out here on the flea flicker Friday. What's on your mind out there? Let me hear from you. Somebody come on in. Somebody. I don't even know. Are you guys hearing me still?
We hear you, Coach.
Okay. Yeah, we're about it. Keep up the great work. We're with you, Coach. Yeah.
All right, man.
Try to hold it steady as best you can.
Jared told me to try to hold it steady. Train's doing this. I'll do the best I can to hold it, okay? So somebody, come on in. Dale, somebody jump in and save me.
Absolutely. I was kind of giving other people an option at this time, Coach. I know I'm kind of your backup, but, you know, when you're moving around a lot like that, you're getting everybody busy. I just want to let you know that.
Okay, I'll go up.
No. I'm not trying to correct you. Psalms 23.
Hey, Dale, you think I'm making them dizzy? What about me?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm sitting
there
down.
You go. Listen, Psalms 23 says this, yea, though I travel through the valley of the shadow of death. Brother, you're about to walk into that. You're about to travel into that. You will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort thee. Brother, let me tell you what, God is going to prepare a table, a feasting table in the midst of that den of wolves in D.C. today, brother. And God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of sound mind, love, not only of the power, but the demonstration of the power. The word for 2021 is exactly that. God is not proving himself. God is about to demonstrate himself. And I believe it starts today.
Hey, Dale, listen. Hey, folks, this is more than about four more years. You realize how fast the last 4 years went? Do you know how fast they went? And we go out and we chant, oh, we're going to do four more years. No. Folks, this is the crucible, man. This is the Super Bowl. It's right here and right now. And if we don't win right here and right now, we got a heck of a task ahead of us. But also, we know this. We know that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. We know that God is totally and completely in control of what goes on. So whatever happens today, we got to dig in and begin to continue to pull down and root out and build and replant, do all those kinds of things. So in my opinion, I praise God for this, because I think this is about the destruction of this two-party system as we know it. The Republicans good and the Democrats bad, and no longer counting on politicians to be the ones to do the right thing. It's obviously not going to do the right thing. We got, from what I saw, Dale, 4 million. They said there's possibly 4 million people that are going to be here in downtown Washington, D.C. today. So very, very strong, powerful message. And most of the people have not come just to chant 4 more years.
No, I don't think so, Coach. I think it's far beyond that. Once again, Donald Trump is not going to call. He called for this rally. He has a platform at 9 this morning, I believe. He is going to talk. It's not a pep rally. I do not believe this is game on. Remember we talked about, you know, we always have 11 men on offense and 11 men on defense in the field. This is like the coach turning to the stadium and saying, get on the field. Yep, now is the time. And so, brother, I think that's what it is. I think you're being called to the field today.
Well, I just want to thanks, Dale. I'm so honored by all the people who really from all across America have come to be with us. And that room last night, there was electricity. We ordered some pizzas, and we all sat in there together, and there was electricity in the room. And you know, one of the things that's really, really amazing about these trips is the people on the screen become alive. In other words, people walk into the room and they say, hey, aren't you Chad? I see you every morning. Aren't you Chad? Aren't you Myra? It's amazing. It's like you're seeing long, lost friends, really, that you've never met, but you know. And so the camaraderie and the spirit and the forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together is very, very electric. You won't believe this. Roger Weaver even said, brought two of his boys with him. He's on another tram someplace. But you got a
spidey crew. This time now, Coach, is so much more important. We may have the, you know, Georgia Senate might be, our Senate might be controlled now because of the runoff in Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, we know that, right?
Yeah.
Listen, ain't nothing, there's not, folks, listen, there's nothing that changed from yesterday to today. I don't care what happened in Georgia. Nothing had changed from yesterday to today. We just got to understand that and control the things we can control and fight for the things we can fight for. And don't get upset because they just brought in some reserves. They just brought in some big defensive linemen down on the goal line. What did they do? We We can't float around like that, man. We just got to trust the Lord's going to honor our efforts. Pray that he doesn't give us what we deserve, but that his grace and his mercy goes before us, and his faithfulness to those of us, this remnant that we have that are here. Now, is 4 million people a remnant? Pretty big crowd, if you ask me. I can't see my phone today to invite you in. So if you want to speak, just come on in today, okay? I can't see the screen.
Looks like we have 72 people in the queue, Coach. Imagine that. You have all of those people there, and there's 73 people in the queue here.
Hey, listen to this guy. Chad, go ahead and talk to him there a minute. You're on, Chad. They said there's 73 people in the queue, and then all these people here. Go ahead and talk to him there a minute.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Hey, this is a great turnout. You know, all the media coverage that we're getting is they're just lying. They're lying. And because they're scared. And they continuously give, as you probably know, but they give false stuff that there's Porta Johns here. There's businesses open. There's places to eat. Look, when I flew on the plane and we landed in Baltimore, the crowd in there and the baggage thing was yelling, Trump, 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 four more years, all that. And that place just erupted. It was so amazing, man. It was really powerful. Y'all hearing me all right?
Yeah, it's a little
delay. Okay. Yeah, we hear you, Chad.
Okay. So I thought it was, I don't know, man. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I'm as positive as, you know, and optimistic as the next guy. But it's starting to wear on me a little bit. And I think coming to this event and you get around some of these other folks here that it's really kind of inspire us. And so coming together and then the energy, you know, you feed off each other and that kind of stuff. And then, of course, the bringing the God factor on top of that. So it's one of those things that kind of rejuvenated me because, you know, you just succumb to the stuff after a while. You know, you don't think you are. But when you get around to other stuff, then you realize how much you come. Get in here.
Come on in here. Yeah. Where's Biden? Anybody seen Joe Biden?
Say, the missing person is a Joe Biden voter. All right, Dave, here you go, sir.
You guys are going to talk to us, okay? Otherwise, I'm going to go around. You guys got something to say? Speak now or forever hold your peace, all right? Come on in.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody out there. I just wanted to pray really quickly and say, dear God, America is sorry for turning from you. Please reestablish your righteousness in our hearts. Stop the evil over the nations. Remove the blinders the enemy has forced. Give your people the courage to fight for the rights that you have given us. Spirit, deliver this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at it. Can you believe these girls just walked in? They never even heard of Coach Dave.
Where are you from? Florida, Tampa.
They came all the way from Tampa, Florida.
We got teams everywhere, don't we? Huh?
We do. God's army is everywhere.
Amen, yeah. Amen. Tampa, you guys all from Tampa? Listen, the world's watching you right now. Did you get your girl? You guys looking? Oh, yeah. She's a camera hog. This one right here. She grabbed my arm. She wanted to be on the screen.
She's a theater girl.
All right, she's a theater girl. That's right. Okay.
Well, Coach Dave, I'm so happy that you are broadcasting good news.
Yes, check us out, okay? Check us out, because it is good news. Hey, it's good news, not bad news, right? Gospel's good news, not bad news. All right, why don't we act like it?
Always good news.
Why don't we act like it? Okay, Ohio, Brett, listen. Here. Yeah, sure. Here.
Here's the microphone in the earphone. Talk to him in a minute, Brett. All right. Hey, Coach Dave is working the crowd, everybody. Coach Dave is working that crowd. He's recruiting new team members from Tampa. They're sponsored by Burns Steakhouse. So we'll do a huddle at Burns Steakhouse. Hey, first of all, hey, God bless America. We don't worship Donald Trump, but we do worship the Lord. And we ask for justice, Lord. We ask for justice. Go ahead, Tampa. What do you got to say?
Righteousness and mercy triumphs over judgment because God always wins.
Amen. Amen.
The truth. The truth will set all of us free. We, the people in the middle, seek the Lord and just ask justice. We just ask justice. So here we go. Pass the salt. Grow the teams. All right. Coach.
Back to me here. Back to where, I'm just going to move around. I'm from Ohio. O-H-I-O. We have right here, we have 129 people from I don't know how many different states have joined us. We all stayed in the same hotel last night. And so through this program, we're waking people up. That's what it's all about. Cool. All right, let me go down here. Let's talk to old Bob. Bob, tell them all where you're from. Speak right into here, Bob.
Arkansas. Northern.
I brought you. You drove all by yourself, right, Bob?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's time we stand up. This is it for our country, I'd say. Either now or never. I've enjoyed the blessings of the United States of America for 74 years, and I just don't want to see it go basically to the communists. That's what we're looking at.
We got to hand it off to our children.
It's our children, grandchildren. That's it.
Appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you. Appreciate everything you're doing.
Here's Lori, one of our favorites. Talk to him, Lori. Talk to the world.
I don't know what you want me to
say. Look right in there. Just kind of say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Where are you from, Lori?
I'm from Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. And
faithful as can be. Go ahead, Lori.
Thank you. And I just wanted to come and be part of this because, like he said, it's time to stand up.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Let me wander back here. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna do something. Hey, somebody, go ahead and talk here, man. Hey, did you guys hand out cards to her? All right.
The Lord's will be done today.
They're asking what Pastor Saul is. Ask Ricky; he'll tell you. There's OJ. Look at that, the famous OJ. Awesome. Hey, listen to this. Michelle, they want to hear from you.
What do you want to hear? Good morning.
Michelle, when you came on the other day and you screamed and hollered about those, you became a star, an internet star. You don't even know.
Yeah, but I haven't had any coffee today, so I'm a little out of it because no boost. I don't want to ruin everybody's trip. What would I say to everybody? We all covered your prayers over in the hinterland across the USA. Just keep praying for all of us.
Michelle, somebody just asked me. I could hear this a lot. They want to know how a fat guy like me got a pretty thing like you. How'd that work?
It is the Lord. Just the Lord.
I wasn't always
Michelle. Michelle, listen, while you got that plug in your ear.
I'm like Santa Claus, right?
What? Dale's
Michelle. Michelle, listen, I got a word for you, sister. First off, I'm drinking what coffee you can't drink this morning to begin with. You know me. Yeah, but hear this prophetic word from Isaiah 41. He says this is the Lord speaking through Isaiah. He says, coastlands, listen to me in silence. He says, and let the people gain new strength. Let them come forward today and speak. Let us come together for his judgment.
Amen.
Amen, Will.
That's what I said today. We want justice, judgment, justice, and pray for mercy.
Is this is Isaiah. He's calling them together. What you guys are being, you're being called in Washington, D.C.
Look at this.
Is what Chad says. It's renewing my strength.
There's Clay Amen. Parker in the other train.
And then let us come together for judgment.
Look at those guys. We got us a crew, don't we? We got us a crew. See, we're like railroad carts. I hope they don't take us to Auschwitz or something. We're all in these carts. And they're all giving me a thumbs up here. Right? Awesome. I'm sorry, Dale. Didn't mean to step all over you there.
Now, Coach, did you hear that word? Can I share that word with you now?
Sure.
This is Isaiah 41.
All right.
It says, coastlands, listen to me in silence. Let the people gather to gain new strength. Let them come forward and let them speak. And let us come together for his judgment.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Let's come together for the judgment, right?
This is what's happening. This is what you're doing. This is what Chad said. He goes, this is strengthening me. It encourages me. You guys coming together there, it is encouraging you guys. And you're going to be able to speak today. Donald Trump's going to be the voice for the people. And then justice and judgment's going to follow.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Somebody come on in here. Come on in here. I'm going to turn around. I'm just going to show you the crowd as we walk through here again. Okay. Come on. There's Myra. You guys all see Myra all the time. Myra, say hi to everybody. Right here's your microphone, sweetheart. Right there's the microphone.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good to see you.
Myra made it, man. She made it.
Hey, Myra.
Hey, Myra. Good to see you.
Hi.
They're all saying hi to you. They're all saying hi to you.
All right.
Oh, jeezy. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Coach.
Yeah.
Can you do a special on the Constitution, how we can become the land constitution? You know,
capital letters. You want him to do it or me to do it?
You interview him on the show so everybody can see how to become a land, the constitution of the land, so we're not paying taxes. Become a citizen of our state, not a citizen of the
land. How do we become a citizen? What's your name?
Clyde.
Hey, Clyde. There's your microphone right there, Clyde.
Whoa.
Let me go on the other side. Hey, folks, I'm sorry. Bear with me. Clyde, if you want to put it in, there's your microphone.
Okay.
Folks, this is Clyde's going to tell us how to become a citizen of our local states rather than is that right?
Actually, what you're doing is you're moving from the admiralty and jurisdiction of the sea to the jurisdiction of the land and the soil. And it's just very simple. You just remove yourself. You go through the process of the paperwork to remove yourself as a U.S. citizen and become a citizen of the state you were born in and join the assembly of states in your state. And then you become a state national or a state citizen. There are rumors that Trump is a state national and has already gone through this and knows and understands all of this. And what we have to do, we talk about seceding. We don't need to secede our states. We need to secede ourselves one at a time and move over to the land jurisdiction. And what we're doing right now is, thanks to Judge Anna von Reitz, she's done all the paperwork so that we now, right now, are repopulating the original Constitution of 1787. The Constitution
Jack,
of the land.
Jack jumping up and down there. Jack, are you jumping up and down?
Yeah. So,
in, Jack.
So that's the whole process. So our whole movement, I believe, is going to be about teaching people how to get out of the jurisdiction of the Admiralty Law and the Law of the Sea and the Vatican, which is the Law of the Air. Law comes from L-A-W, land, air, water. That's where the word law comes from, the three jurisdictions. The Pope figured this out in 1300. That's who we're living under right now, the Vatican. All of this is under that. The only way to get out of it is to go and land and soil and get back into the under the Constitution of 1787.
We're going to get you back on. We're going to do
thank you so much. Right. Go Trump.
Go Trump. Wow. Well, I don't know if this... are we doing okay? You guys all following us here okay? Right?
Somebody got come 74 on.
Hey, I got to tell you, it's getting hard for me to hear.
That comes with age.
We're changing really well. So go. Whoa. Go ahead, Dale.
So, Coach, I'm sure you had seen it's a beautiful site that was on top of the Capitol or on top of the White House, the 1776 original 13-starred flag was raised. This is not just a simple rally today, folks. There's a lot more at hand in what we're seeing. I believe something very profound is going to happen today. Not only in their of the counting of the delegates, but I believe what Trump is going to say and then possibly enact right there. And I believe that he's called these people here to not only call and question the senators that they see their constituents, but I believe that it is also to encourage Trump. I believe this is also to strengthen him, you know, that he's not fighting this alone.
Hey, did anybody see that flag? I mean, with your own little eyes, has anybody seen that 1776 flag on the White House?
It was on OAN News.
Okay.
Jack, I'll let you know when we get there, bud. We'll be there in about a half hour. I'll let you know.
I'm with you. I sure wish I could be there. It's driving me crazy.
Listen, here's the encouraging thing to me. We got, like I said, 129 people. And I'd swear half of them are first timers. Here's a first timer.
Yep.
What brought you along? Let me get them where they can hear you here, Don.
Oh, get that dog out of there.
Basically, it's an Ephesians moment. When you've done all else, then stand.
Move the dog.
Don's him up in who knows where, Ohio, up above Cambridge, up in that area. And his first time with us. We got a bunch of them like that. First timers. So, folks, be encouraged. And I tell all these folks when they get here, you're going to, everywhere you look, you're going to see red, white, and blue. And no, I'm not worried about Antifa. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I'm not intimidated because they may not have Jimmy John's, whatever those things are. I'm not worried that they may have bricks down there that they're going to throw at us. I'm not worried that they're going to shoot pepper spray at us. I'm not worried that the governor's going to call in this person and the mayor's going to call in this person. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. Huh? We're at war. We're going to war. We're prepared for war, spiritual war. But if the physical war breaks out, there's going to be 4 million of us. They better have a bunch. They better have a bunch of people because this is a boiling.
Here's a true work of authority. The mayor of D.C. has no military authority, not over the National Guard or anything. All she has is D.C. police. And guess what? D.C. police will step aside. There's too many of them.
Hey, Dale, how many policemen would you say there are in D.C.? I'm just going to throw out a number. 1,000?
Yeah. 1,000? You know, listen, Jefferson Parish, we have 1,500 officers, not just officers, people who work in the desk and detectives and everything. And that's for a population of 500,000 people. I don't necessarily know if they even have 1,000 in D.C.
Here's my point. Do they have enough to push back? What if 500,000 people said they'd had enough? What if just 10%? What if 200,000 people said they had enough and decided they were going to storm the Capitol building? I don't know if they're going to. What if that were to happen, folks? We don't have any idea what might break loose here. Now, none of us want violence. None of us are advocating violence. But the truth of the matter is, there's violence all around it. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence from the days of John the Baptist until now. The kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men have taken it by force. See, listen, it's not the violence, it's the force. They're forcing us to take vaccinations. They're forcing us to close our shops. They're forcing us to not travel. They're forcing us to not go visit our parents in nursing homes. They're forced. Do you understand this? From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. It's not violence that's the focal point of that scripture. It's they take it by force. They take it by force. What would that look like? I don't know. I think we've kind of come to that crucible about fighting for the good old U.S. of A. Dale, somebody come.
And if the scripture says this, Coach, the wicked flee when no one pursue. What happens when the righteous do pursue? How fast does the wicked flee then? Do you understand what I'm saying? If the wicked flee when no one pursue and the righteous are as bold as a lion, what happens when the righteous not only become bold, but become offensive and move forward and take back these dominions, brother? This is the battle that is at hand. And we need to understand something. It's not about us. And I know I heard somebody say, you know, God bless America. No, it needs to be turned that America needs to bless God. We're at the mercies of God. And I'm telling you what, we have reaped, we have sown sin, we're reaping it in the streets. The word in Proverbs 14:34 says it's righteousness that exalts a nation. When you've got 4 million people going to D.C. who are law-abiding, who are God-fearing, that's called righteousness. It's not perfectionist. It's righteousness that exalts the nation. But when we allow these crooks and criminals and pond scum to entrench themselves, that becomes sin. And the sin becomes the reproach to all people.
Sin is a reproach to any land. That's what it says there. Let's get somebody else in here. Again, no raising your hands. I'm looking at Rachel. Did you want to say something, Rachel? I don't know if you did or not, but you just popped up on my screen. That's what I said.
Next stop.
No? Okay, anybody? One more stop?
Next stop. We're out of here.
All right. Hey, Dale, listen.
How far are you from there, Coach? How far are you from the where you'll be getting off?
One more stop. Two more stops. So,
okay.
So
here's quick question. You're going to go live, I'm sure, today on Facebook. Do you got a set time that people can know, or are they just going to kind of hang around? Which I think a lot of people will be hanging around.
I don't know how to do it. I'll be doing Facebook Lives. I don't even know if there'll be a signal down here. Right, there's 4 million people. I don't even know. So, listen, we're getting ready to roll off here. Dale, I'm gonna sign off.
you bring this thing home. God bless all of you that have supported us financially, and those of you who are supporting us with prayer, and those of us who are crying right now because you'd love to be with us, but you weren't able to make it. Just know that we're representing all you, and the righteous are as bold as lions, and evil men will flee when no one pursues. So God bless you. Dale, thanks for covering, folks. Stay close to Facebook, and I'll try to give you some daily, some hourly reports, all right? Thanks, folks.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. Well, this let's just go ahead and pray for them. Hallelujah. Not just them, but the millions of people that will be going to descending upon D.C. today. Obviously, Past the Salt Ministry is a big hub, and I've got other friends who are personally in contact that 52-passenger buses, van full of young men going up there, a lot of good, strong believers that are heading to this area. I just think there's an incredible situation that is going to partake. And once again, when I'm having this conversation with somebody who actually spoke last night in D.C., just to let you know, it's not just a friend of a friend of a friend, but this is somebody who actually, two of my friends spoke last night in D.C. At that rally, and one of them spoke personally with Mike Lindell. And Mike Lindell, you know, he's not a radical. I mean, he's a great man, great testimony, and he comes out and says, listen, I talked to Lynn Woods, I talked to General Flynn, and I talked to Sidney Powell. I mean, Mike Lindell is not going to lie about that. He had this conversation, and he said, I'm telling you, I am 100% unequivocally know that Donald Trump will be president for the next 4 years. And that's good. That's great. But what we've seen happen in Georgia last night, so now you got the split possible Senate down there. Of course, we see the fraud that was going on there. Let me tell you what. Revelations chapter 12 says, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for that great dragon, the devil himself, has been cast down into you. He's full of wrath and he's full of fury. And let me tell you what, he is just throwing it all out on the table right now in plain sight. I mean, we look at this and go, this is like so obnoxiously out there, because he knows that his time is short. And his time is so short that I believe we don't know the time, the day, or the hour, but we will know the season in which we're living in. We're living in that season. So let's get somebody else. If somebody else would please come in prayer, lift up Past the Salt, these fine men and women that are in D.C. right now. Can we get somebody to pray right now?
I'll pray, Dale. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the hearts of those who have gone to D.C. this morning, Lord. We just ask your protection, your traveling mercy over them, Lord, as they take a stand, Lord, for righteousness. Now, Lord, we just ask you to be with them, Lord. Lord, fill their hearts, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And Lord, we just ask your protection on them. We ask the angels would hover over them, Lord, and we ask that that dragon, Lord, would be slayed today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, here's a kind of a unique question. Ask yourself, could you imagine being Mike Pence today? I mean, think about it. Could you imagine being in that guy's shoes? You know, the questions that are out there, and they're on both sides of the legal spectrum. Can he not? You know, this is the same thing that Nehemiah confronted when he came back into the city and he saw the destruction, right? This is what we're living in. We're living in those times of Nehemiah. The walls are tore down. The enemies are wanting to flood in over. And Nehemiah is getting the people, not the professional carpenters. He's just getting the people to build. What are they building? The section of the wall that is right before them. Not the section of the wall that's to the left, not the section to the right, the section of the wall that is right before them. But then, while they begin to do this, what did Sanballat, what did he come up and say? He said, these walls are so weak that if a fox jumps up on them, that they would collapse. So Mike Pence, so I want somebody, listen, brother, we've got all the information. You guys have probably all read just as much as I have, and everybody has something they would say, oh, this is what I've heard, this is what I heard. But we need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking through his people, his word that'll go forward into the earth, Larry, is not coming back. It's going forward in power and might and in the demonstration of the truth. So here's Mike Pence. Mike Pence is in a quagmire today. The question is, as it's stated in Deuteronomy, he says, I've set these two things before you, death and life. He even gives you the answer, choose life, that it might go well with you and with your descendants. So if I can get somebody to pray for Mike Pence, who will be president over the Senate today.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we pray for this man. He's just a human being. He is in a position that very few men have ever been throughout history. He is in a position of his words carry great weight. Father, we ask that you would put the words in his mouth. And even if he doesn't even understand what they are, that you would speak the right words at the right time with the right impact, and you would encourage him and protect him, Lord. If he says the right things, he will be an enormous target. Lord, we just ask for protection for him and his family, that you would give him tremendous courage beyond normal human attributes. We ask the same thing for President Trump today, that he would be able to speak the right things at the right time, that his tongue would be bridled, and you would be at the reins, Lord. We pray these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. No, I was talking real quiet. No, I'm kidding. So we think about that. We think about, you know, imagine being in one of these people's shoes, you know, and so.
I can't imagine the pressure. None of us, no matter what spotlight we've ever been in, none of us can imagine what is going on with Pence and Trump today. It's beyond imagination.
I can't imagine that there was too much sleep going on either.
Yeah.
So here's something that I saw. I'm sorry. Come on in.
Yeah, Dale. This is RJ. I'm on my phone, but you might see me on the screen too with a hat on here.
So we can continue to pray for Mike Pence that whatever entrapments, extortion that he may have that's holding him back, including legal advisors that are deep state, that their voices will be silenced and that their words will become confusion, causing him to break free and declare that these states are decertified because of fraud. And fraud, as we know, and I'm praying, Father God, give him the words to speak, that this fraud is decertified, or it's a certified fraud, and it will have to be redone. It's got, those votes are thrown out. Those states, their votes are not going to count. And the will of the people will be declared. The will of the people will prevail. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to marshal the forces around President Trump, to give him wisdom to operate, including the military, to maintain proper order, that this republic can truly be restored without the bloodshed, without giving the devil more souls. We pray that those who are entrapped, such as my Senator Inhofe, apparently, Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, let him see the doom before him if he fails to turn and to serve the people.
Amen.
For all the
senators that compromise extorted.
The fact of the matter, that would have been my next question. The question is not just Mike Pence. Could you imagine living in the shoes of one of these senators? I mean, there's something special about, of course, some of these people are pristine doctors and blah, 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 blah. There's a video out there, please forgive me, who is this young man that is running the show for us this morning? Spencer. God bless you, Spencer. Can I ask you a question, Spencer? Are you getting a history lesson? I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not just some pastor. I am involved politically. I have sat in Louisiana State Supreme Court. I've sat in Mississippi State Supreme Court. I've sat in the Supreme Court of the United States. I have been in campaigns. I was Louisiana chairperson for the America's Party back in 2016. I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016, but I did pull the lever for him in 2020. Because I am looking for the content of the man's heart. And so I'm just telling you, I'm not one of these people that just fly by and just pull the lever because this guy's Republican or yay, this guy's Democrat. But you know, to be in one of these people's shoes this day, Spencer, I don't know if you're able to Google search. I saw this morning and it was so enlightening because, you know, Thomas Paine said this. He said, it's times like these that try men's souls. I said, it's times like these that are trying my patience. That's just me. And so last night, Mitt Romney was on an airplane flying from Utah into D.C. And when he's flying in there, guess what? He gets inside of that airplane and that airplane gets 35,000 feet in the air, and then the people begin to chant, Trump, 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 and they begin to rebuke Mitt Romney last night on the plane. It was so uplifting because if I look at this, even if the Republicans would have won whatever Senate seats they would have won, we're looking at people like Mitt Romney and the lady up there in Maine, Susan, don't remember what her last name. She's not my representative. I've chastised one of my representatives and probably can't find. I found it on you. It was on Facebook, came across my line last night. And that might be it. I don't know. But it was when they were on the plane. And so.
Hey, Dale, I got the video. I put it in the chat.
You got it? There you go, Spencer. You see that?
Amen, brother.
If we can get that. Yes.
Dale, they were chanting traitor, traitor, traitor to Mitt Romney on that plane.
That come on, man. Can we play that? Could you imagine being in Mitt Romney? Let me tell you what. I say this. I don't fly no more. Before you play that, I don't fly no more because I have, back in 2001 maybe, I was declared on the America's Terrorist Watch List, the Domestic Terrorist Watch List. And so anytime I would fly, I would literally be violated. So I drive everywhere now, you know, and trust me, my whole family has been on this list. And this is because of my ties with people like Coach. I want to tell you something. If you hang around Coach long enough, you'll get one of them titles too. But this guy is a traitor. This guy, him and these other senators, these guys are part of the cabal. Go ahead and play that.
Traitor! Traitor!
If you're on that plane and you're Mitt Romney, you're 40,000 feet in the air, and I'm gonna tell you what, there's a captive audience. Where is Mitt gonna run? Is he gonna run into a tunnel in the Senate chambers and have his little bodyguards surround him? He ain't going nowhere. So whenever I've ever flown on the plane, let me tell you what, I begin to talk about the gospel. I break open my Bible because my question is where are you going to go? You know, there's the door you want to leave, you know? And so this is the kind of impact. This is where I believe all politics are local. These were just local people that are headed to D.C. more than likely, and they have got Mitt Romney's ear. Now, remember, Mitt Romney was the only Republican who broke ranks and voted for the impeachment of Donald Trump, which concerns me because on a close Senate, what do you think would happen? Donald Trump gets into the White House. Do you think that they're not going to try to impeach him again? Come on in. I'm wanting to hear somebody's thoughts on that.
Hey, Dale. Yeah, I got a word for you. Remember, George H.W. Bush said to Sarah McClendon in 1992, if the people were ever to find out what we have done, we will be chased down the streets and lynched.
Do you think that's happening right now, Vinny? Do you think these things are being exposed?
It's coming now. It's all the exposure is here. This is what Trump has been talking about all this time. It's what Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and all involved have been doing the last couple of months, putting out the information.
So enlighten me, Vinny. We listen. This once again, when you,
the day.
You see everything above the ground. Hold on one second. Everything is above the ground, but you don't see the root system. But you know there's the life of it. And I know Sidney Powell. I know that Lynn Woods. I know Rudy Giuliani. And General Flynn, of course, I think is probably a little bit closer to the president's ear. These guys have been talking about things that we look at and go, wow. Donald Trump says that they've got stuff that they're going to show today. I believe this is stuff that nobody, I don't think we can put a mind concept on what kind of stuff that the president of the United States has. Let me tell you what, if the president want to get your phone number, can he get it? You know, and let me tell you what, if he wanted to call you, your phone will ring.
Right.
These people have means and ways. The stuff that I believe that he truly has on this election fraud, I think it's going to be mind-blowing today.
Hey, Dale, can I give you an expose today? An expose sure. That's coming today is that the Italian government is involved in this election.
I heard that. And you know what? Not only a whistleblower, he came out. This is a great news thread that came out, and he said exactly that. They used the is, and you know what? What a great distraction. We're saying China, China, China. This guy's in Italy. Obama, right, is in cahoots with this guy. This guy is using Italian military satellites to hack into the Dominion system to change the votes. Who would have thought? Where did this come from? It dropped today.
Amen, brother.
So we're thinking guys, China, right?
And let me give you a quick analogy.
Go ahead.
The analogy for today is literal. I mean, this is literal. This is not just, war story. Today is the equivalent of literally falling on the grenade because most of the people that we are depending on to out the bad guys are part of the bad guys. If Giuliani comes out and supports what Trump says as an expose of the extreme evil that's being done, Rudy Giuliani is going to have to fall on a grenade because he's as dirty as they come.
Yep.
This is they're all at this juncture where if we don't say it, we lose the republic. If we say it, I personally will be culpable. I personally am going to lose everything I have. How yep. many of them do you think have that kind of courage?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not sure Trump.
Yeah, I believe, listen, Donald Trump is not a politician, but Donald Trump has been around these swamp dogs for decades. He knows how they work. He understands. He's not stupid. He probably has some of the finest lawyers. And the truth of the fact of the matter is, Joseph, is that we all got dirt. Anybody in here want to raise their hands and say that they're clean, that they've got no dirt? They've got no skeletons in the closet? I'm going to tell you something. You know, Jeremiah was noted for this, that he was noted as the weeping prophet. He was known for the weeping prophet Ezekiel. It was considered crazy. You ask my family and my friends and people in my church, I'm called the repenting pastor. I have no problem. When I'm wrong, I do. When somebody comes to me, I can't tell you how many times in my church services, even before I start, I let them know. Said, I want to get this out there. This happened this week. I was driving down the highway and blah, and I said some real bad things, and I shouldn't have did it. And I just wanted to ask you to forgive, or if I'd done something to the congregation or somebody, I'd do that. I just, listen, get the stupid, you're not going to get the laundry clean until you get it out of your basket. You understand what I'm saying? And so we all have these things that need to be cleaned, that need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I believe you're absolutely right. Rudy Giuliani, let me tell you what, I think 99.9% of you're in politics. And if you're in there long enough, they got dirt on you. You have done some dastardly deeds. Now, the degree is then to what degree? You know, the word of the Lord says this, there is sin that leadeth not unto death. What is that sin? I don't know. You know, but I do know this, willfully knowing sin, willfully knowing that this is wrong, what I'm about to do, this, there's commission and omission of these things. And so, yeah, you're right. Are you finally going to rise up and fall on the grenade and say, you know what, I was wrong, but this is what Saul, this is what Paul did. Saul came to the point, he's recognized, you know what, I am that man. I am that guilty one. And he fell upon that. And you know what, God raised him up for new life and for the gospel purposes. Amen. Come on in, somebody. Add to it.
Hey, good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Rachel. Hey,
thanks, Spencer, for running the show.
Yay!
Go ahead. I took Psalm 52 and I turned it into a poem. So I want to share this with you guys.
Come on, unsheath the sword of the Spirit. Come on.
Does the great warrior boast about his crime? God judges them in eternal time. All day long you plot destruction. You deal in lies, deceit, corruption. You love the evil lies you tell. Slander those who might rebel. But God will strike you down and pull you from your town and uproot you from the land of the living. Joe Biden. The righteous will see and be amazed. Look as your mighty warrior is tased. They did not trust in the Lord of hosts, but of their wicked ways they boast. And the righteous, like a fruitful tree in the house of God eternally, in your unfailing love I trust. Proclaim your virtuous deeds I must. I will live by your great love. From the faithful, you take all the blame. Amen.
Hallelujah. Nailed it.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
I do this with Psalms and scripture that I love. I kind of just turn it into something that speaks from the heart and that's easy to remember. And then whenever you're in times of trouble, you can remember your favorite passages and your favorite Psalms because they've become a part of you. So.
Amen. You know what, Rachel? You're absolutely right. I was a worship leader for 10 years in my church. And let me tell you what, people... They don't remember quotes, but boy, I tell you what, they remember words to songs. There's something about when it's put in tune, when it's put at that right tone, it becomes part of you. Psalms 119, verse 9, what? I have hidden thy word in thy heart that I sin not against thee. This is, and what a great, great way. And so isn't that how David didn't sit down and say, you know what, I think I'll write this book and I'll call it Palms in the word of Joe Biden. You know, he wrote it. It's poetic. That's exactly what he was doing. And then you musicians came along and they added the music to it. Absolutely awesome. Anybody else? Come on. Speak now. Because I'm a pastor. I have no problem with speaking. We do have the gift of gab. You do understand that, right? So I'm going to read Psalms 2 because, you know, this is then, you know, here's a little dirty secret. You ready? I have a lady in my church. She's of the black community. I don't call it African American. They're not African Americans. They're American. They just happen to be black. And She's been attending our church, but she comes from that spectrum, you know. But I tell you what, very respectful. I know she voted for Joe Biden. You know, she doesn't like Donald Trump. And I said, well, I understand that, but you know what? She has great respect because she understood that I speak truth to her, and so we have this word that I'm able to share with her. And I believe, you know, when you think of it, you go, oh man, I can't believe it. She's in your church, and she's. Let me ask you something. The Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, how long was it before they finally quit rebelling against God, quit putting God to the test? After God did all these wonderful things, they murmured and complained, oh, we had it better in Egypt. We should have just stayed there. You're dumber than a fence post. And so to me, you know, I'm trying to speak to this person, surgery into her spirit. But we get called conspiracists. We get, you know, that y'all are conspiracists and this and that and everything else. And I told her yesterday, she said, well, you know, I accepted the election of Donald Trump back in 2016, and I think that we should accept the election of Joe Biden. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I said, you know, Ronald Reagan was the first president I voted for. He was my president. George Bush, I did not vote for him, but he was my president. Bill Clinton, I didn't vote for him, but he was my president. George Bush, too. I didn't vote for him, but he was my president. Barack Obama, I didn't vote for him, but he was my president. And I prayed for them all. And I looked at her and I said, Joe Biden's not my president. And I said, my only prayer for him is repentance. You know, this is where, you know, they want to throw that stuff out there, and you got to bring them to truth. And this is giving me such a great opportunity and an avenue, is because they realize I'm not a Republican polar. You understand? I'm not just polling. Because think about it. You know, when we do that, you know what we get? We get Mitt Romney's. We get the McConnell's, right? This is what we get when all we're going to do is just pull these levers for these people. All politics are local. You have influence right where you're at. And I'm telling you, Randy Lunsford and a lady in my church is telling me that it's about time for you to step into that ring. I said, I don't know if I want to step into that. I see me more like a Daniel Boone. I'm going to go in there and train wreck the whole thing. But we're not conspiracists. Psalms 2, I'm going to read it real quick. We're familiar with it, but let it drop into your spirit. It says, why are the nations in an uproar? I'm going to tell you something. The nations, it's not just America. The whole nations are about to be in an uproar after what goes down today. I believe it. This has world implications. It says, and why are the people devising vain things like, you know, dominion sitting, you know, ballot dumping and all of these things? It says, for the kings of the earth, they take their stands and the rulers take counsel together. In other words, these people didn't just wake up and say, you know what, I think I'm going to throw a system. No. They had counselors. I want to tell you something. There are people that even speak into Donald Trump's ears. Who are these counselors and what are they saying? It says, and they take counsel together against who? Who are they truly taking the counsel against? It says, I'm sorry, you're going in there. But now listen, I'm not reading King James. I'm actually reading NASB, but you can leave King James up there. It's not a problem. It says, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. Yet he who sits in heaven laughs, and the Lord scoffs at them. I want to tell you something. The Lord right now is what is he seeing when he looks down into the earth? Is the Lord, in Luke it says this, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? I know we want to say faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, but the word faith, go Google search the word faith in the Greek, and it is pistos or pistis. And this means a moral conviction. It is a conviction. Is God finding conviction in the earth? Let me tell you what. There's so much conviction going on today. This is why the people are in D.C. They are convicted. They are like, finally, we need to do something. So the Lord scoffs at them, and he will then speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. Now, let me tell you something. If the two-party system, you know, troubles you, wait till the monarch system sets in. And the monarch system is this: Jesus Christ is King, and he is Lord over the whole earth. And I want to tell you, there's going to be people that are going to try to rebel and resist. This is why the kings of the earth gather and they conspire, because they don't like the Lord and they don't like his word. They don't like his law. Yet God's word is irrefutable. It is unchanging. It is everlasting. It is established from the very foundations of the earth. This is where he says, and I will vomit you from my mouth. I will spew you. I will say, I never know you. And those who come to me at night in the middle of the wedding, and they come to the door and they knock and he opens it up. He says, I never knew you. Present tense. You might have done things for God, but what are you doing for him now? This is a key thing. Because when you read in Matthew chapter 7, it says this. It says, have we not cast, Matthew 7:24. He says, have we not casted out devils? Let me tell you what, you can't cast out devils, but by the power of Jesus. He says, did we not cast out devils? Did we not do all these things? And Jesus said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. That word there, the way he stated that, I never knew you, that is a present tense. What he's saying, yeah, you did do all those things. You might have done some good works in those days. He says, but I'm dealing with the now. This is where we're at right now. What are we doing? This is an opportunity. And what are we going to do after today, Larry? What are we going to do tomorrow? What happens tomorrow? What if today goes exactly how we want it to do? We get Donald Trump for 4 more years. Then what do we do? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good exposition there, but you know, I just want to make one slight correction. It doesn't
come on.
Your version may say worker singular, but the Greek says them plural. He's talking to talking to one individual he's going to send to hell.
I said workers.
Majority of the people that claim they live their lives for Jesus because they never made the proper connection.
Yeah.
I was going to also bring up also that we have passed the 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour in your time.
We did.
And are we going to continue to run, or we're going to shut the show down and continue afterwards, sir?
Hey, okay, it's 7:02. Go ahead and shut it down. Let's do what we normally do. God bless you all. Keep praying for Coach and the crew in DC, and keep your ears close to Facebook because he is going to be going live.